Especially you listen to the music, you look at the pictures, you get the feeling of just, you know, lighter than air and more delicate than chiffon. Not the complete picture.
Just the opposite. She was tough, very tough. Tough in her mind and tough in her body. You know, she worked for years at a nursery and was extraordinarily strong.
Will you stay with me?
Eva applied all that toughness and all that stubbornness when it came to selecting her song list, says her pianist, Lenny Williams.
I know she had to emotionally connect with the lyrics to sing the song. That was a prerequisite. I mean, she had to like it musically, but a lot of times the message of the song, the lyrics, was the make or break thing. You know, if she didn't really connect with it, she wasn't going to do it.
That Eva enjoyed and insisted on singing jazz and pop, folk, and gospel songs drove record companies crazy.
This guy, I can't even remember the record company he came from. He came down and sat there and watched her sing and looked at her and said, what do you want to do? And she looked at him and said, pretty much anything. He goes, what do you want to do? Tell me the kind of, you know, the style you want to go for. And she goes, pretty much anything but that pop crap. That we never heard from him again.
One record company guy who kept coming back was Bruce Lundvall, the head of the top jazz label, Blue Note.
I got a call from a fellow, so he brought her to my office, but he didn't have anything to play, so she stood in the middle of the room and sang Amazing Grace.